I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. The world is getting older. According to the National Institutes of Health, the number of people aged 65 and up will grow to 1.6 billion by mid-century. In the U.S., elderly populations are expected to double over that time frame. And as those demographics change, some doctors are cautioning medical research needs to change too, especially when it comes to the age group scientists study when researching new medical advances. When you think clinical trial, you might picture a cash-strapped college student running on a treadmill trying to earn a few extra bucks. But as Joanne Boyd thinks back to her first clinical trial, she says there was another detail that stood out.
This very handsome Icelandic doctor was doing a trial. I didn't know he was handsome until I got there.
Boyd is 77. She lives in Avon, and after a career in elementary education and as a stay-at-home mom, she signed up for a lot of clinical trials. As she thinks back to the other people in her first, she says there was another, perhaps more important detail that stood out.
And we were all, I think, 65 or over 50 anyway.
In other words, not your stereotypical young test subject. Since then, Boyd's participated in a number of other clinical trials as a retired adult. She just wrapped up a study on a high-dose flu vaccine at UConn, but Boyd's unusual. A 2011 study out of the University of Michigan found clinical trials, studies at the heart of all advances in medical science, often exclude the elderly. It found more than 20% of clinical trials excluded patients above a specific age, which means doctors are often relying on data from younger populations when prescribing certain drugs or treatments for seniors. George Cushell says that's a problem.
One of the most common misconceptions about aging is the idea that somehow as we get older, we get more and more similar to each other. And then, in fact, nothing could be. It's the exact opposite is true.
Cushell directs UConn's Center on Aging. And as people age, he says the differences between them get more striking. For years, that messiness led to a bias against the elderly. Scientists looking for clean answers to clean questions figured it was just easier to exclude elderly people from clinical trial research.
It was not at all uncommon for us to take information, to have to take information, research that was done on younger subjects, people in their 20s or 30s, and then extrapolate those findings to the elderly. And that became very clear that you could not do that because older adults are not simply older versions of 30-year-olds.
So in 1996, UConn started a recruitment corps. The goal was to create a database of older volunteers. Its demographics match up with those of the state, and Cushell says it's a ready pool of people scientists can call upon to better incorporate the elderly into clinical trials. Today, the database contains more than 26,000 names. More than three-quarters of those are people over the age of 70. Lisa Pesce is the recruitment manager for UConn's Center on Aging. She says healthy older clinical trial participants are some of their best.
They're timely, they have very few cancellations, and they're very committed to the research that we do.
As elderly populations increase, PC and Cushell say it's also important that clinical trials branch out even further in their demographics, particularly when it comes to recruiting frail elderly, people with multiple health problems where prescribing the right drug or treatment is that much more crucial.
If none of the research that's relevant to their care has been done in that population, we too will have failed.
Because, Cushell says, those who are most vulnerable will not be served by research that's so vital to their health. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.